Running is sort of a room to yourself. When you run, you're running alone most of the time, until unless it's a weekend with the club. So you have some time to yourself. It's a room to yourself, whether it be half an hour, 3 hours, or 4 hours. So you can use that space to think, to process, to dream ahead, and also to sort of take stock of what is happening, and whether you're grieving enough or are you letting the sorrow and the pain get bottled in, and is it affecting your day-to-day works? It sort of helps you to step back from everything else. And all the while, you are just in action with running.
It's an interesting way of looking at it, and not something I'd thought about before, because often when we talk about coping with grief, we talk about talking. This is a bit different, isn't it? Because it's actually spending time by yourself.
I think it's beneficial, especially to people who normally don't run.
Yes.
But then when you talk to them and say, why don't you take up running? And if they say, well, I don't run, I tell you, that's the best person to start running as a way to cope with grief, because they commit to doing, say, 5K, 10K per week, maybe start with just 2 kilometers every day for 5 days. But the act or the thought of having to put on those shoes, even though you don't want to, getting out of the house, lock the house, and going for your start 2K or 3K run will sort of make them force themselves into going to a room for the next 10 or 15 minutes or whatever long they take to run, and think of what is happening to them, what they have lost, and how much pain they have. And sometimes with the music on, it even adds another dimension to your thought process while you run. And when they, I have seen that when they get used to this rhythm that, okay, I come home, I'm not going to switch on the TV and brood over what has happened, which is fine, which is understandable. I have to, whatever time I go home, I have to get my shoes on and do that to which I'm committed. And believe me, you, there are people who take up running due to their loss of some loved ones.
And you've actually tested this theory yourself, haven't you, from personal experience?
Well, when I lost my dad about 2 years ago, I was already an established ultra marathoner. So I was used to loving the roads for 7, 8, 9 hours at a stretch. But I realized that I'm actually thinking a lot of things about my dad, which I never thought, with my family in the house or with my mom in the house or on visiting my siblings. We all talk about dad, but when I run, I'm thinking of other things. Say, for example, a very good thing I've cherished when I run was the way my dad was committed to help me do long distances when I was 20 or 21 years old, many moons ago, many summers ago. My dad used to come at the back, driving his car on first gear or second gear, slowly trailing me and making sure that, you know, the trails are done well. And so these sort of things come to my mind more so if I'm on my own running. Also, he was very keen that I have the right equipment and the track suits and all those things, which he sort of pushed me to. So when I wear a nice sweat shirt
Yes.
or, you know, a nice material, I do have time. Oh, what's that? This is blue in color. Oh, I remember dad getting one. You know, things like that. You begin to think more just because you're doing an act which you're associated with a person who helped you with running.
In talking about the tracksuit and the color of the tracksuit there, and thinking about that, something that could make you sad because you're thinking about someone that you love and that you miss, but actually turning that into a positive memory and thinking about it in a kind of celebrating the things that they did sort of way.
That's true. You begin to convert a potentially negative thought into a positive thought.
Daniel, it's lovely to chat to you, and I think there's some good advice. You've caught this just at the right time, because anybody thinking about New Year's resolutions,
Yes.
running, maybe if they've had a bereavement or if they just want to get into running, that's good advice. So thank you.
You're welcome.